Well, thank you very much, Brad Melke. And Randy, we welcome you back on day two of the Region 15 seed tournament. And it's your favorite hour of the day. It's 11:50 in the morning.
It is. What a great day. What a great time of the day to be watching baseball, Kirby.
That it is, as we have another jam-packed afternoon and into your evening of Region 15 seed amateur baseball for you here from the Cold Spring Baseball Park. He's Randy Rothstein. I'm Kirby Hemish. We've got all four of them for you here today. And Randall, it starts with a fun one.
It really does. It matches up a Stearns County North and a Stearns County South team, both regular season champions, finishing number one. And, yeah, I would expect nothing but the best. Both teams are going to go with their aces today. They want to get in that position that the Richmond Royals moved themselves into last night, and that's the winner's bracket.
And that's, I kind of like the style of Gordon Barton and Carl Leeser. Start at the top of your rotation and make your way down.
Yeah, we're not saving anything for tomorrow, because tomorrow doesn't matter if you don't win today, right?
Just win today. Just win, baby. Al Davis. Our game's brought to you here on KASM by our fantastic Region 15C sponsors. El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value out of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, and Farming. Randy hasn't been there yet, but he might. It's going to be a long weekend. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service out of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 Realty, your Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, and the Westside Liquor of Waite Park. Stay tuned after the game and after every game throughout the Region 15 seed tournament as our post-game show. Randy and I will name the coveted Chasm ball cap recipient. That player gets that shiny new Albany KASM 1150 AM radio station hat. And thus far, the one guy you've given it to, I was at one of our sponsors, Corky's Bar, last night after the game, Randy, and yep. I saw Dalton Thielen. That hat was on his head the entire time.
Well, I'm sure he's going to probably enshrine that in his home somewhere, that it's going to be protected for a long, long time, that has him coveted hat. Hey, Kirby, I know the grounds crew may be having to look at the field a little differently today. We ended up at my place with three tents. Talked to Randy Shaneberg over by Spring Hill. He said they had three tents. So we're kind of gauging that maybe as an average here, that 2 to 3 tents here in Central Minnesota. When you look at an infield, that's perfect amount of rain on that infield, isn't it?
Just you couldn't ask a sprinkling system to do much better than that.
Right.
So we talked with some of the Cold Spring Rockies, our gracious hosts, some of their brass, and they said, yeah, we had a little work to do this morning, but it sure has been worse. And as of right now, at 7:00 to noon, it looks pretty doggone good.
Yeah, and, you know, there might be some times during the day where we play through a little sprinkle, maybe a little light rain, but I don't think they're going to stop things if it's not thundering and lightning, right?
There was a tweet this morning from Nick Rademacher, the manager from Greenwald. He said, regions in rain? That's new. And it got me thinking, I think we're 5 for 5. Out of the last 5, we've had some rain showers during regions. So you brought up maybe a little wrinkle for next year's region, potentially move it to June so we don't start the summer with a drought.
Well, exactly. I mean, can we do that? We'll talk to Randy Shaneberg and see what's up with that.
We'll have to run that by Ralphie, see if he's cool with it. Randall, you got some starting lineups for us.
I do. I do indeed. They have met at home plate, the umpires and our managers, along with the top brass going over the ground rules. And for this afternoon, Spring Hill will be the visitors on the scoreboard. St. Martin, the home team. Spring Hill leads it off with Eric Terrace at second. Austin Shaneberg bats second. He's on left field. Jamie Terrace will bat third at short. Anthony Reverman batting fourth. He's the DH today. Also doing the pitching, so that DH/pitcher. Regan Nelson bats fifth. He's in right field. Eric Shaneberg will bat sixth at third base. Owen Meyer bats seventh. He's in center field. Luke Damer will bat eighth at first base. And Nathan Terrace bats ninth. He is doing the catching. That lineup for the Chargers, Eric Terrace, Austin Shaneberg, and Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reverman, Regan Nelson, and Eric Shaneberg, Owen Meyer, Luke Damer, and Nathan Terrace. They, again, are coached by Gordon Barton. Gordy Barton, the manager for the Chargers. For the St. Martin Martins, Kyle Leeser leads it off at short. Zach Moritz batting second in left field today. Brian Schlungen will bat third, doing the catching. Tanner Arsenault is cleanup and at second base. Batting fifth will be Brady Goble at first base. Nolan Reeder bats sixth in center field. Avery Schmitz will bat seventh. He's the DH today. Batting eighth, Ryan Messer at third base. And batting ninth will be Matthew Schlungen in right field. Scott Leeser gets the ball for Carl Leeser and his Martins. Leeser on the mound today for St. Martin. That lineup, Kyle Leeser, Zach Moritz, and Brian Schlungen. Tanner Arsenault, Brady Goble, and Nolan Reeder. Avery Schmitz, Ryan Messer, and Matthew Schlungen. And Scott Leeser on the mound for the Martins.
So when guys like you take guys like you and I take a look at the bracket, Randy, and we see, oh, Cold Spring Richmond, that'll be a fun matchup. But my eyes always, when we have a different league, Central Valley League being the example this year, when you get a Stearns County League team against a Stearns County League team, it always just kind of, I don't know, fires you up a little more. It makes it more. You and I like Stearns County League baseball. There's nothing against the other leagues, but we both played it, we both managed it, we follow it kind of religiously. So when you see SCL versus SCL, it's always a fun one.
Well, there's rivalries within the season already. There's rivalries that have been built up for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. And so those rivalries continue with the generations. I mean, the dugout talk has got to be amazing. You know these teams inside and out. You know their personnel. And it's like, yeah. I mean, you maybe have a beer or two with them at times. And it's like, well, when you play the game, it's a little different.
It was always the old, I can't remember, I mean, I think Johnny Leeser said this once upon a time, is like the games were awesome, but it was reliving the games afterwards over that can of beer.
Yeah.
Talking
yeah.
about that slide into second base in the sixth inning, or if that ball was foul or fair in the ninth. And it's always just kind of that reliving. And like you said, you see these guys at least once a year if you're cross division. Later this afternoon, we'll see New Munich and Meyer Grove, who see each other twice a year. And then in playoffs where it's like, there's no scouting reports. You know everything about every guy. So it's just, no book needed. Everybody's got all the tricks. Right, awesome. We're going to step aside right now for the in-house national anthem. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the first pitch. Regions Baseball all day here on KASM, and it starts in 2 minutes.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiason, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Rock the Prairie on Saturday, September 11th. Gates open at 2 p.m. Music by the Honey Badgers, Diamondback, and Hitchville. Get your tickets and camping passes at rocktheprairie.org. Brought to you by Albany JCs, Moments Hospice, Mies Outland, and Pleasureland RV. For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call Farm Bureau agent Bruce D. Vanderpool and Courtney Kern in Painesville at 320-243-2782. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2020 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium. It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
12 o'clock, 71 degrees, back to Cold Spring for more baseball.
Well, thank you, Brad, as we make our way to the Jack Bell Press Box, as we are about ready to get underway for game two of the region tournament, game one, here on your Saturday. It is the champions during the regular season and the playoffs of the Stearns County League South, the St. Martin Martins, taking on the regular season champions and postseason runners-up in the Stearns County League North, the Spring Hill Chargers. And in the top of the first four, the Chargers, of course, it is the top of their order. And it reads Terrace Schaumburg, Terrace Randy, for what, the 30th year in a row?
I would, well,
not 30.
Not 30. Yeah.
15?
15, probably. 15, yeah.
There we go.
Eric Terrace, he's that 28, 29 years old, so he's the youngest of the brothers.
He is, and Eric's into the batter's box right now as he'll get the first kick at the can against the Martin ace, Scott Leeser, as the leg kick goes up. First offering runs inside on Terrace. We'll set the Martins up for you defensively. At third base, playing in front of the bag right now is Ryan Messer. Kyle Leeser at shortstop. Tanner Arsenal at second base. Brady Goebel at first, as Scott Leeser's 1-0 offering missing down. Now 2-0 to the leadoff man for Spring Hill, to be followed by Austin Schaumburg and Jamie Terrace. 2-0 pitch, missing a little bit inside. 3-0 now, as Leeser nibbling a bit and missing on that inner part of the plate, and it is a four-pitch walk issued to Eric Terrace to get things going. Not what Scott Leeser had in mind?
No, not your prototype Scott Leeser. I mean, where he gets ahead and stays ahead of all his batters here, and he's just got to find that first strike, and I think he'll be okay.
Then you get the pest on first base, too. Eric Terrace bluffs a steal on the first offering, and that misses inside to Austin Schaumburg, five wide right now from Scott Leeser.
Lucas Pohlmeier behind the plate.
He's our plate umpire. Our base umpire this morning is Todd Norman, as the 1-0 pitch. That's inside as well. That's a six-pack straight from Scott Leeser. Or do they call that a strike? Excuse me.
It looked like he called it inside. But
okay.
Scoreboard has 1-1.
I'm going to say 2-0 as Terrace, a lead at first. Eric goes on the pitch. That pitch, that's in there for a strike. Throw down to second, and Terrace slides in safely with a stolen base. Great jump right there. They call him Scotty Leg Kick, and that thing sure gets up there, Randy. Good guy to run on.
Well, exactly. Eric Terrace saw that big high leg kick, and when Brian Schlung and got the baseball, it was a nice pitch. It just was not going to be in time to get Eric.
Great jump. Beats a good throw. 1-2 is the count, so I stand corrected. The 1-2 pitch is tapped foul by Austin Schaumburg, fielded by Gordon Barton in the third base coaching area. Gordon rubbing the ball, and he flips it over to Jamie Terrace, who's on deck. Cold Spring Rockies supplying the balls for the tournament and might go through a box or two today. As 1-2 the count, runner at second here in the top of the first inning. Leeser's 1-2 offering. That's hit into short left field. Great read by Terrace. It's down. Gordon gives him the left turn sign. Throw in from Moritz. That's cut off. Running to second base, and safe at second base is Austin Schaumburg. Eric Terrace scores on the RBI single by Austin Schaumburg, and it's 1-0 Spring Hill.
Boy, that old adage that walks will haunt. There you go, a leadoff walk to Eric Terrace, and a steal and a base hit, and all of a sudden the Chargers take the lead on the scoreboard, Kirk.
And they're not done yet as Jamie Terrace into the batter's box. Still nobody out. Runner in at second base is Austin Schaumburg, and good base running right there, Randy, as he saw the throw coming in the direction of home. It was cut off at third by the Martin third baseman, Ryan Messer, but Schaumburg, a decision right out of the box that he just kept busting tail and slides in under the tag.
Well, that's something you can do as a base runner. You can watch where those throws are going to go, Kirby, and just knowing your speed, I mean, take that extra base.
Make him throw you out as Terrace fouls off the first offering and takes a strike right there. Jamie didn't agree with Mr. Pohlmeier behind the plate. JT in a hole at 0-2. 1-0 Spring Hill as this pitch has popped up. Goebel over for a look. He doesn't have a play as that pitch will make its way to the parking lot. Where did the jailblazer make its way today, Randy? Same spot?
I put it back.
Oh.
Put it back.
Rolling the dice. We will keep an eye, Leo. Believe me, Randy's got a watchful eye on that right, mint blazer.
Right behind the restrooms.
There we go.
Along that third baseline.
0-2 offering to Jamie Terrace. That's down and away as Terrace taking right there. Moves our count to 1-2. Spring Hill went walk, stolen base, single, an advancement to second by Austin Schaumburg on his RBI single. 1-0 Spring Hill here in the first. 1-2 pitch gets the heater by Terrace, and Jamie's out on strikes for out number one. And It's a big out right there for Leisure because Schoenberg stays put at second base.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Keeping that second and starting to find some consistency in that strike zone. Locating the ball is a big part of Scott Leisure's game.
Four-pitch walk to Eric Terrace, and then by the time Jamie got up, he was able to figure it out as a soft ground ball to Kyle Leisure at short. Nice base running again by Austin Schoenberg, realizing that third base was open there. Leisure steps and throws across the diamond to Goble to retire Reverman on one pitch, 6-3 for out number two. But Austin Schoenberg, as I had mentioned, makes his way to third base.
You know, that's the case in point, Kirby. We talked about it last night. Running when a ball's hit to that side. Ryan Messer broke for the ball. Kyle Leisure broke for the ball. And you said Austin Schoenberg realizing nobody's at third.
Unoccupied bag, you are allowed to go take third base. Miguel Sano, if you're listening, there's a base running 101 for you right there as Regan Nelson takes a strike from Scott Leisure, who's trying to minimize right now in the top of the first as the one-strike offering just off the corner. Now 1-1. Two down here. Outfield for St. Martin. In left field, it's Zach Moritz. Center field, Nolan Reeder. And in right field, Matthew Schlungen. Brian Schlungen does the catching. Leiser's 1-1 pitch is waved at down and away on the slider from Scott Leisure as Regan Nelson in a hole at 1-2. He's trying to clutch up right here for his team to double up that lead. 1-2 the count. Leiser set. 1-2 pitch. Off speed. Hit into short center field. Reeder coming on. Nolan dives. Nolan makes the catch to save a run in center field. Nice play right there by Nolan Reeder coming on the soft line drive to center to retire Nelson and the Chargers in the first, but they strike first, scoring one run on one hit. There were no St. Martin errors, one runner left on base. We've played a half an inning. Spring Hill strikes first, 1-0 our score. To the bottom of the first inning, we go. That's coming up in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the
live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
To the bottom of the first, 1-0 is our score. And Randall, you have yet to invite anyone to text you thus far.
Well, I will. I will. If you want to
take this opportunity,
join in to our ball game this afternoon and let us know where you're listening to us from. You can give me a text message at 320-248-1602, 320-248-1602. Of course, we welcome your listenership on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and on our stream at mychasm.com. For those joining us late here in Radio Land, the Chargers lead 1-0. A walk to Eric Terrace, a stolen base, and an RBI single by Austin Schoenberg.
Anthony Reverman toes the rubber for Spring Hill as Rev's first offering to Kyle Leisure is laced but foul down the third base line. KP, after watching his buddy Scott Leisure maybe fall behind, thinking that Reverman was going to come right at him, and Kyle was ready to hit right there.
Yes, he was. That just missed that foul line or fair line by 3 feet down that left field line.
The one-strike offering to Leisure is missing low to move it to 1-1. In the field defensively for Spring Hill over at third base, it is Eric Schoenberg at shortstop, Jamie Terrace. Second base, Eric Terrace. At first base, it's Luke Damer. 1-1 pitch runs inside on Kyle Leisure. 2-1 the count. It'll be Leisure, Zach Moritz, Brian Schlungen. Top of the Martin order, obviously, here in the bottom of the first. As Reverman right back, his 2-1 pitch that is on the corner for a strike, moving our count to 2-2.
Look like a good spot.
Yeah.
Good spot here. Kirby and I are right behind home plate.
Pitch for a long time if you throw the ball there. 2-2 offering to Leisure is tapped foul off of Kyle's front foot. You talked earlier before the game, Randy, about the relationships and the respect that comes with the Stearns County League matchups. Both number sevens as they were making their way to the plate with a little tap on the back to each other saying, good afternoon, Nathan. Good afternoon, Kyle. That'll be about the last thing those two say for the rest of the day. 2-2 pitch from Reverman is fouled at home by Leaser. 2-2 the count.
Nathan Terrace, I would respect his knees forever and ever and ever. That guy has crouched behind home plate for so many pitches and games, it's unbelievable.
I'd say at least 20 years now, as he was a 2001 graduate, as Kyle picking on his dad. Ground ball at Carl Leaser at third. Little ole from Carlos, but as that one gets past him, count stays put at 2-2. Good battle here to get going between Leaser and Anthony Reverman. As Reverman ready, his 2-2 offering to Leaser. That's skied into the infield. Jamie Terrace with his cleats and heels now fully on to the outfield grass. Makes the catch cap high for out number one. And that's a big one right there, Randy, because that's the guy you want to keep off the pads.
Yeah. Kyle made him throw a few pitches, though, that at bat, Kirby. What are we looking at? 7-8 pitches, probably?
I had, 2-2 was the count. 2 foul balls on 2 strikes makes it 6-7 to put it in play. Good call. So 7 pitch at bat, but it ends up in a pop out to short harmlessly as Zach Moritz steps into the batter's box. Zach into the box for St. Martin. Right-hander Reverman right back. This pitch hit on the ground towards third. Bodied up by Schoenberg. He's got time. Picks it up. Throws across the diamond in time to Damer. 6-3 to retire Zach Moritz for out number 2.
Nice play by Eric Schoenberg over at third. It's a spot where you take a lot of line drives, and you got to be able to take something off your body once in a while without the aid of a catcher's protector and stuff like that. That's what Eric did.
I knew he had time. It was hit pretty sharply by Moritz. Schoenberg knocks it down, picks it up, throws it across. That's the wrestler in him as the first pitch. There you go, Randy. Right at you for once. And he didn't even jump, folks. The guy is locked in today as Brian Schlungen fouling one back into the netting.
I think that was really a catchable ball. It wasn't coming back.
You were going to make
fast.
A play there, Dazzle?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
One strike pitch from Reverman to Schlungen. That's on the corner for a strike as well. And Brian in a hole at 0-2. Reverman pounding the zone to the top of this Martin order, which you would want to see if you're cheering for the Chargers today. As the 2-strike offering to Schlungen, that's hit on the ground towards short. Nice. Second hop right to the belt to Terrace. Throws across the diamond in time, and it's a clean 1-2-3 inning for Anthony Reverman and Spring Hill, retiring St. Martin in order in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played one. Spring Hill's got one. 1-0 in favor of the Chargers. On to the second, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM and MyChasm.com.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Welcome back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's day 2 of Region 15C action as we are in game number 1 on the full slate of games for day 2. Full slate of games, knock on wood, as we head to the top of the second inning. It'll be Eric Schoenberg, Owen Meyer, Luke Damer due up. As Schoenberg steps in, gets his first look at Scott Leaser. As the first pitch swinging is Schoenberg. That's what, Spring Hill, no dummies, Randy. As you have that opportunity, you don't want to mess with that Leaser slider. Go hit that fastball on 0-0.
Yep, he likes to get ahead of a hitter. He'll come with a fastball and set that whole bat up as Eric Schaumburg down in the count, 0-2, a couple foul balls.
0-2 pitch on the corner, strike three. Someone may have been sitting on that slider as Leaser dots the fastball on the corner. Three straight pitches right there, and strikeout number two of the afternoon for Scott Leaser. So that brings Owen Meyer to the plate. And you get the leadoff guy out this time, Randy, as we've seen he let the leadoff guy on a four-pitch walk to start the first, and he came around to score.
Yes, he did.
As the 1-0 offering.
Scott Leaser is such a smart pitcher, Kirby. He moves Owen Meyer off the plate with that first pitch and then brings that fastball outside corner, strike one.
As the 1-1 pitch waved at right there by Meyer, Owen in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Leaser right back. His 1-2 offering, slider down and away, moves our count to 2-2. It'll be Meyer followed by Damer, should anyone reach, nine-hitter Nathan Terrace, the nine-hitter for Spring Hill. Brian Schlungen, a little wide on his throwback to the pitcher. So we'll have to get a fresh baseball, and that ball will get a nice massage from a towel in the Martin dugout now.
Brian was always one of those catchers who throws it back as hard as he gets it.
2-2 the count from Leaser. 2-2 pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play. Count stays put at 2-2. Leaser right back with a fresh pearl. The righty gets the sign from Schlungen. He leg kicks and delivers. 2-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Schaumburg and Meyer. As is someone on a mission after giving up that run in the first inning?
I think so. He's you're seeing the intelligence of his pitching, the experience of his pitching, pitching in college and pitching in the minor leagues. And, yeah, Spring Hill's getting to see it today.
Damer is getting his region's baptism right there as he swings through a Leaser fastball. Scotty right back is one strike offering to Luke Damer, the eight hitter. That is tapped in front of home plate, fielded by Schlungen. Thrown to Goble at first in a quick 1-2-3 inning, retires the Chargers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. To the bottom of the second we go. That's coming up in 1 minute. It is 1-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill. 1-0 the score. We head to the bottom of the second coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park. It'll be 4-5-6 for the Martins here in the second inning. And that reads Tanner Arsenal, Brady Goble, and Nolan Reeder. You get their first look at Anthony Reverman back out onto the mound as the first offering from Reverman to Arsenal, missing low for a ball.
Come out to a Region 15 seat, best bargain of the day. $7 gets you four games today. You can't beat it. Seven for adults, $3 for students.
1-0 as that 1-0 pitch. That didn't miss, did it? Scoreboard says 2-0 as Reverman's 2-0 offering. Arsenal fouls that away. Moves our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count. As Reverman right back, his 2-1 offering. That's tapped foul by Arsenal. Moving our count to 2-2. Tanner, the 2021 graduate of Albany High School, that state tournament entrant team for Al Almdahl and the Huskies, 2-2 pitch. In there, strike three, delayed call from umpire Lucas Pohlmeier as Tanner goes down looking for out number one in the first strikeout for Anthony Reverman.
Yep, Pohlmeier waited just a little bit, had to do a little thinking on that pitch, but close enough maybe to protect the plate.
So one down, Brady Goble to the plate. As the first offering to Goble, that is missing high for a ball. Brady was on that 2021 Albany Husky Section 6-2A championship team as well. So was the guy on deck. So was the guy in the hole. And so was the guy hitting second. It's a nice little recruiting class that Carlos got it for the Martins this year, huh?
Yep, absolutely. They just had a great team. And, I mean, their talents spread out amongst a number of Stearns County League teams.
As the 1-0 offering missing down and away. Now 2-0, or 3-0, excuse me, as Goble. Three wide ones from Anthony Reverman, who's yet to allow a hit. He's retired all four batters he's faced as the 3-0 pitch that is in there for a strike. 3-1. Chargers with one in the first inning. Spring Hill scoreless thus far through their four trips to the plate. As this pitch is skied on 3-1 to center field. That's where Owen Meyer hangs out. Takes a... jogs a couple, four or five steps in, makes the catch cap high for out number two. You fall behind 3-0, you burn a strike in there, and then you get him to pop up on that 3-1 pitch, Randy. It's a nice work coming back.
Yeah, good job by Riverman on the mound. Hey, game number two today, Farming in Luxembourg. I saw a couple of Luxembourg players here already. They're taking their batting practice somewhere, if not at home, here in town.
First offering to Nolan Reeder, fouled at home plate.
Yeah, you mentioned the high school graduates from Albany this year. They're on Farming's team. They're on New Munich's team. They're on St. Martin's team.
As Reeder fouls this one off of his foot, Nolan in a hole at 0-2. Yeah, that Albany starting lineup, Randy, is you got, you know, Moritz let off. He's a Martin. Navratil hits second. He's a Flame. Third was Ike. Braden Ike's a Flame. Fourth went Evan Kultoff. I'm not sure if Evan's playing amateur ball. His dad was an Avon Laker for a while. And then after that, Goble hit fifth. He's obviously a
Martin.
You Arsenal. Get Reeder hits sixth or seventh between Arsenal and Reeder. That's Martin. Avery Schmidt hit eighth. And then in that ninth spot, they moved it around a little bit. So, yeah, a nice
you could
little.
Have Carter Beer. You could have Nolan Sand.
As Nolan Reeder drops one in front of right fielder Regan Nelson.
Or Caden Sand, excuse me. Yeah.
So, yeah, they were. Well represented here, as it's a nice piece of hitting right there for Nolan Reeder, first base runner for the Martins with two away in the second inning. That'll bring Avery Schmitz to the plate. Avery steps in with a man aboard. Left-handed swinging, first lefty we've seen for St. Martin. That's Avery Schmitz. Nice hole at first with Damer holding on, the runner Nolan Reeder. Good speed on the pads for Carl Leeser and the Martins as the first offering from Reverman. Schmitz taking that pitch in there for a strike. Lucas Pohlmeier, broadcaster's nightmare for that delayed strike call, Randy. You gotta kind of pump your brakes and let Lucas call the game, and then you can call it after him. One strike the count. Reeder with that lead at first spins out as he took a couple hard steps, but maybe the soft surface at first base. Spun the tires, little Scooby-Doo start to his run, so he stayed put. Schmitz takes it for a ball, 1-1 the count. Center fielder Owen Meyer shading Avery Schmitz to right center a little bit as a pickoff attempt. Diving back safely at first is Nolan Reeder. 1-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill here. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Martin's got a man on, their first hit of the day for Nolan Reeder. As Reverman's set right at the chin. There he goes, his Reeder. Pitch missing for a ball. Nolan slides underneath the tag. The ball actually gets into center field. JT pockets that one and plants it. He might have an out at second base,
absolutely,
but a tough hop on a medium hop right there for Terrace. So sliding in safely is Reeder into scoring position with a tying run.
Yeah, Nathan Terrace's throw beating Nolan Reeder there. It's just they got to come up with it at second.
Pitch was a ball, so the count moves to 2-1 for Avery.
You see a lot of catchers, they like to skip that throw in the grass, giving that one hop to their infielders, maybe getting a little more zip on it.
You get that And then tag, if the ball's that low to the ground, you can just go right to the bag with the tag. Reverman set, 2-1 offering to Schmitz. That'll hit Avery. Avery stands all over the plate, but that one got him on the upper arm or back area. So two men aboard here with two down. Little two-out rally for the Martins, and it'll be Ryan Messer.
Messer, a young kid, too, played with the Painesville Bulldogs and has had a great year for the Martins.
So two away and two on as the first offering to Messer is popped up foul and out of play. If you got a good chunk of that, that thing might go towards my car.
That's originally where I was going to park.
Do you see today. Me over there? That's a good spot, Randy. Yeah, it's something to think about. Get your steps in. Get a little exercise, some fresh air. See the greater Cold Spring area. One strike the count. Reeder at second, Schmitz at first. As the one-strike offering, that is down and away, evens our count up at 1-1.
Can I talk to you like 30 years from now and see how your knees and legs are?
I'd be okay with talking to you in 30 years. Yeah, okay. That's okay.
All right. I just hope I'm here.
Hey, me too. 1-1 the count. Reverman set. Terrace with a little footsteps to get Reeder to get some energy back towards second base. Trying to shorten up that lead. Pitch missing for a ball. Now 2-1. Messer to be followed by Matthew Schlungen. Should he extend the Martin bottom of the second inning? Reverman's been good. First jam for him as this pitch is hit into right field. That'll drop. Carl Leeser gives Reeder the turn sign, and it is he's out at second base, and the run's not going to count. Reeder came across to score, but the throw in from right fielder Regan Nelson right at the bag at second. Avery Schmitz caught a little too far past second. He's out, and that takes the run off the board. Heady play right there by the Chargers shortstop, Jamie Terrace.
What a turn of events there for the Martins. That they pick off Avery Schmitz rounding the bag too much at second. And Nolan Reeder, I don't know if he let up scoring there or not, Kirby, but he didn't cross the plate in time.
That's where, you hear the guys on a run scoring play right like that. You hear the guy say, up easy. You got to run hard through the plate because you never know what's going to happen behind you. So for the Martins in the second, they score no runs on two hits. There were no Spring Hill errors and two runners left on base. After two, we're 1-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill. It is 1-0 Chargers. They just told the Spring Hill faithful, Randy. The scoreboard said 1-1, but they corrected it. It's 1-0, and Spring Hill's happy about it. We're back with the third inning coming up in a minute right here on KASM.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We're back at the Cold Spring Baseball Park in the Jack Bell Press Box. To the third we go with play-by-play, it's Randy Rothstein.
Nathan Terrace, the number 9 hitter for the Chargers at the plate right now. The count 1-1 as Scott Leeser delivers strike 2 and 1-2. It'll be Terrace, Eric Terrace, and Austin Schoenberg here in the third. 1-0 Spring Hill lead. Yeah, a little excitement ending that second inning. And the umpires, you got to give them credit. They were watching what they needed to watch in that situation. Pitch a little bit high to Nathan Terrace.
That's why when you see like a walk-off home run or something like that, Randy, or a walk-off base hit, you get the you see that ump just kind of zoned in on making sure all the T's are crossed and the lowercase J's are dotted. You just got to make sure everything's kind of where it needs to be structurally.
3-2, check swing by Terrace down the line. Scotty Leeser basically smothers the baseball. He lands on his backside and tags Nathan Terrace out.
Yeah, it was a check swing and kind of caught everybody off guard. And Scott fielded and slid and realized that he had plenty of time to tag. So on a little damp early afternoon, it's a nice time to slide a little bit, I guess.
It is the one unassisted put out. You'll get Eric Terrace at the plate. Eric walked and scored the game's only run. Back in the first, a walk to Eric, a stolen base, and then an RBI single by Austin Schoenberg. Scott Leeser on the mound. The leg kick by Leeser. Wow, that was a nice pitch. Brian Schlungen holding on to the baseball. Don't know if Pohlmeier just blinked or what, but 2-0 the count to Eric Terrace. Eric choking up on that bat, maybe an inch and a half. Leeser ready again, comes home.
Can't throw this guy a strike, and when he does, they don't call it.
The pitch called a ball and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, and now Kyle Leeser's out to have a word with Scott Leeser on the mound, and I think Kyle recognizes, too, that...
Settle down.
Yeah, settle down.
You can battle with this guy. Just, concentrate. You threw everyone else in the ballpark a strike. Why can't you throw this guy a strike?
Don't know what it is. Don't know what it is.
Kyle and Eric share coaching duties at New London Spicer for baseball, so plenty of ribbing this week, I would imagine.
The 3-0 pitch.
There it is.
It's a strike called and 3-1. Three balls and a strike to Eric Terrace here in the third. Pitch there is strike two and the count full at 3-2. Eric taken all the way. He's one of those hitters. He has confidence. He doesn't matter if he's hitting with one strike or two strikes.
How about that mound visit, Randy?
Swing and a business and a swing and a miss there. And that visit was probably well-timed.
He goes out there, rakes a little dirt on the mound, and pitchers, they don't want you touching their mound, leave it as is, but kind of breaking things up a little bit and saying, okay, you got it. You fell behind 3-0, battle back in here. If you come with three straight and he can't hit it, we'll retire him, and that's how it went down.
Austin Schoenberg follows the first pitch back to the screen, and now Scott Leeser misses outside, and the count 1-1, one strike, two outs, nobody on for the Chargers here in the third. Leeser ready again. The pitch followed right to the backstop by Austin, and the count at 1-2. Jamie Terrace waiting on deck. We have overcast skies in Cold Spring, 330 down the left field line, 348 down the right field line. The gaps are deep. Straightaway center field, 380. There's strike three called, and Shane Burkott looking. That'll do it for the Chargers in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 2.5. It's Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the third inning, number 9 hitter Matthew Schlungen leading it off for the Martins. Kyle Leeser and Zach Moritz to follow Matthew. Winner of this ball game will play again tonight at 7:30. They get the late game tonight at 7:30. The loser playing for their life tomorrow, and they play at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
That's that double up as a former player. That's about as much fun as you can get, Randy. That opportunity to clinch a state tournament in one day.
Yeah.
You just you see it on the bracket, or when the bracket comes out, you're hoping you get that opportunity.
You bet. Schlung it at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike. On the mound, Anthony Reverman. He has given up the two hits to the Martins this afternoon. Schlung it will follow another pitch back to the screen. The count's at 1-2. We've got a light breeze. Actually, the flag is moving this afternoon. It looks like it's blowing, I would say, out of that east-northeast.
Yeah, out to left center.
Left center. Reverman's pitch, just missing inside. A check swing by Schlung, and in the count, two balls, two strikes.
Do we have our current take of the day champion on that one?
That is extremely close, yeah. Swing and a miss. Schlung and chases the high fastball. He's out on strike. Speaking of the day, of the game, we want to say that we're going to award Chasm, we'll call it a baseball cap. That cap is going to go to our player of the game following our broadcast this afternoon. Kyle Leeser steps into the box. Kyle made Anthony Reverman work in his first at bat, throwing seven pitches to him. And finally, Kyle popped up to short, the first pitch a ball, and 1-0.
If you're batting against a guy like Reverman, he's got that just that little kind of hesitation right there, Randy. Is that messing up with your timing a little bit?
It does. It does when, I mean, you're ready as a batter to maybe lean back a little bit and ready to bring that momentum forward. It's like, when do you start that lean back?
When do I load? Yeah, tell me when to load. Yeah.
One ball, one strike to Kyle. He'll drive this to right center field, coming hard and making the catch out there in right field is Regan Nelson. Regan looks like he's trotting in like it's he's never going to get to it, but he did get to it.
That just hung up there. And, you know, you talked about that little skin-kissing breeze making its way out to left center and leaves that ball hanging in the air a little bit. Is able to track underneath that. Two quick ones, and there we go.
Yeah, Zach Moritz, a pop-up to Eric Terrace at second base. Eric will make the catch for the out, and that's going to do it for the Martins in the third. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played three here in Cold Spring. Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take-it-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Attention farmers, do you still use silo loaders? Are you having trouble getting parts? Well, Dairyland Supply in Sac Center can help. We carry an extensive line of new parts on hand for Badger, Hanson, Jamesway, Vandale, and more. Give Mike, Dan, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for your silo parts needs before harvest sneaks up on us.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.